On Friday, Prince Edward County Council passed its 2023 tax-supported capital budget for $85,103,026 and its rate-supported capital budget for $25,103,201. Under the tax-supported stream, Council authorized around $640,000 in land improvements, including Western Beach improvements and fire training ground preparations, around $1.3 million for buildings and facilities, including library, museum, and community center renovations, as well as authorizing the Phase 2 revitalization of the Crystal Palace, $3 million in fleet acquisitions, including a new land ambulance and fire pumper tanker truck for the Picton service area, $500,000 for municipal information technology, including new teleconferencing facilities, $700,000 for other equipment, including a sidewalk plow replacement, fire department gear, and library collection items, $750,000 for studies, including a study for examining the feasibility of a local organic waste processing facility, $2.6 million for bridges, which amounted to revitalization projects for the Loyalist Parkway and Burr Road bridges. As for roads in the county, $10.7 million was allotted for projects including Phase 2 of the Picton Main Street reconstruction, intersection improvements, and traffic calming. Just over a quarter of that amount was committed to other rural roads, which will employ the county's new asset management system in prioritizing roads for repair work. During deliberations, council members questioned the merit of the system, especially with its associated five-year plan having some roads overall getting worse before they get better. As North Marysburg Councillor David Harrison put,
Adam, I understand the concept of trying to maintain, put it that way, of our good roads by taking preemptive action before they deteriorate. I think what's lacking in this is on the other end of the scale from the ratepayer's point of view. For example, in my township, 25 Bongerts Cross Road, they're on the other sheet there is poor. And then some rehabilitation on Miller Road as well. At the same time, McKinley Road is a disaster. So I think when it comes to budgeting, I think we have to budget on both ends of this, because it's not going to sit well with my ratepayers on McKinley.
However, some council members champion the plan, as Picton Councillor Kate McNaughton put it.
I actually want to urge council not to do that, to let the asset management program allow us to explore the making a long-term plan that's more fiscally sustainable over time. I think it's the only way that we'll be able to achieve any sort of sustainability in our roads program at all. And one of the very strong points of it is it allows us to use every dollar to its peak capacity and prevent further losses in the future. This is why it's very promising, and for the first time in 4 years, I actually have a good deal of hope. It did say right in the report that we had a couple of weeks ago, we're going to see a decline in condition for some time, and that it is going to be difficult to deal with our constituents and educate our constituents and say, unfortunately, when you've got hundreds of millions of dollars in assets that you can't afford to manage, it takes a long time to catch up when they've been neglected over time for decades. So, and that's where we are now. And another one of the strengths I find is, speaking from my perspective, is the lack of politicization of the data and how we go forward to manage all of our roads as best possible.
Under the rate-supported stream, Council approved over $25 million worth of water and wastewater equipment and infrastructure. The largest item and lion's share of the capital budget was the long-term care redevelopment at the H.J. McFarland Memorial Home site. This new 160-bed facility is estimated to cost around $65 million, with over $43 million coming from municipal debt financing over a 25-year term. County staff are scrambling to take advantage of a novel one-time accelerated provincial incentive program worth over $42 million, to ease the financial burden. However, with the deadline for the program, which requires construction-ready status by this August, there is a potential that it will not be met. Councillor David Harrison put the situation as,
the whole thing, this, to me, haste makes waste a bit, because if the projected $64 million for the build comes in, we'll say at $80 million, with everything going, there's no guarantee of any no comfort zone there in terms of the province helping us out on that, and I don't think we should subject that amount of risk to the ratepayers at this point.
Picton Councillor Phil St. Jean, in seeming rebuttal, countered with,
"This is the single biggest multi-generational decision this community has faced, almost ever. And we would be doing such a great disservice to not only the people that are living here, but to each and one of us and our kids and our grandkids, because this is meant to be a 50-year facility. Multi-generational decision that I think is critical to our community, not unlike the hospital rebuild. We don't have to pay for the hospital, but we do have to pay for this. Our public, our community deserves this, and I just can't say it enough. It's a multi-generational decision. We should not be penny-wise and pound-foolish."
Council voted in the grand majority to include the project, which will have a 1% impact on the tax levy. Single-tier municipalities are required by law to maintain at least one long-term care home. For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.